Welcome to day six of our St. Joseph consecration. Glad to be back with you here. We've got 5 days down and 28 more days to go here, if my math serves me well. So let's start off in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and loving Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of our gifts that you have given to all of us, and thank you for this time together as we reflect and learn more about our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. We ask that you are with us here today and for always. All of this we ask in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, day six, we will be going over Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. He, Saint Joseph, is head of the Holy Family, father of the Trinity on earth, which resembles so closely the Holy Trinity on high. Saint Peter Julian Aimard. The Holy Trinity is a family, a holy family. They want you to be a member of their family. To make this happen, they have established a Trinitarian replica on earth, the earthly Trinity. The Trinity on earth consists of Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph. In a sense, they are the first church. Membership in this family will prepare you for membership in God's eternal family in heaven. Saint Joseph is the father of the Trinity on earth. Many saints have compared the earthly Trinity, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, to the heavenly Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The comparison has its limitations, of course. Mary and Saint Joseph are not divine, and the Holy Spirit is not a mother. Nonetheless, the comparison is important because it teaches us something about God's Trinitarian family. Saint Francis de Sales offers us great insight on this subject. He writes, "There is no doubt at all that Saint Joseph was endowed with all gifts and graces required by the charge which the Eternal Father willed to commit to him over all the domestic and temporal concerns of our Lord and the guidance of his family, which was composed of three persons only, representing to us the mystery of the most holy and adorable Trinity. Not that there is any real comparison in this matter, excepting as regards our Lord, who is one of the persons of the most blessed Trinity. For the others were but creatures. Yet still, we may say that it was a Trinity on earth representing in some sort the most holy Trinity." Saint Francis de Sales teaches us a very important truth in this statement. He beautifully articulates that the Trinity of Nazareth, Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, represent the heavenly Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and therefore consists of three persons. In other words, Jesus did not have any biological brothers and sisters. This is what the Catholic Church has always taught. But the Church has also always taught that the Trinity in heaven and the Trinity on earth want you to be a member of their family through adoption. Let's be clear, though. You are never going to become a divine person. You and I are not God, and we never will be. God does, however, want to bring us into the family, the familial life of his triune Godhead through spiritual adoption. This happens when we are baptized. As members of the mystical body of Christ, the Church, we are made members of God's family on earth, the Holy Family. Membership in the Holy Family on earth prepares us to enter the Holy Family in heaven. If you want to be a member of the Trinitarian family in heaven, you need to be a child of Saint Joseph on earth. Saint Joseph is your spiritual father. Saint Joseph, your spiritual father, will help you become a true child of the Heavenly Father. Saint Joseph will teach you how to love, pray, sacrifice, and work. He will teach you how to do the will of God. The pathway to heaven is paved with virtues, and Saint Joseph will give you a father's example of holiness. With his holy assistance, your transition to the Trinity in heaven will be an easy one. Membership in the family of Nazareth, accepting Saint Joseph as your father, Mary as your mother, and Jesus as your brother, is the surest, easiest, and quickest way of becoming a member of the Trinitarian family in heaven. What an honor it was for Saint Joseph to enter into an alliance with the family of the Heavenly Father, to become the third person of the created Trinity. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. Saint Joseph's Oratory. I have only my great devotion to Saint Joseph. This it is that guides me and gives me full confidence. Saint Andre Bessette. Saints are heroes. Every hero deserves a place of honor. This is especially true of Saint Joseph. He is the greatest saint, the greatest hero. He deserves a basilica in his honor. The reality is that there are many shrines around the world dedicated to Saint Joseph. See page 283 for a brief list. There is one, however, that stands out above all the rest, Saint Joseph's Oratory in Montreal, Canada. Saint Joseph's Oratory is a basilica, and it is widely acclaimed as the preeminent international center of devotion to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph's Oratory was founded by Saint Andre Bessette. This incredible saint was born near Montreal in 1845. His birth name was Alfred, and his parents were devout Catholics. He was number 8 of 12 children. Years later, when he entered religious life, he took the name Andre. Alfred's father was a lumberjack by trade. Tragically, his father died after a tree fell on him when little Alfred was only 9 years old. 2 years later, Alfred's mother died from tuberculosis, so Alfred became an orphan at age 12. Losing both his father and mother at such an early age, Alfred developed a strong devotion to Saint Joseph and entrusted his life entirely to him. Alfred never had good health and never received much from an education either. As a young man, he moved to the United States for work and spent time in Connecticut working in several textile mills. After a period of time, Alfred entered the Congregation of the Holy Cross and became a lay brother. He never became a priest. Due to his lack of education, Brother Andre was given a menial task of porter, doorman, of a college run by his religious community in Quebec. He remained in that role for more than 40 years. He was such a humble man that he often referred to himself as Saint Joseph's little dog. God had big plans for him, though. Though a humble doorkeeper, Brother Andre quickly became known all throughout Canada as a very holy and pious man. He spent countless hours praying with the people who came to the door to see him. He offered everyone devotional oil, that he collected from the lamp beside the statue of Saint Joseph and recommended that they take all their needs to Saint Joseph. Countless miracles were worked through Brother Andre's intercession, but he always attributed the miracles to the loving intercession of Saint Joseph. Brother Andre was frequently mocked and ridiculed for his simple love of Saint Joseph, piety, and devotion. Sadly, even members of the church expressed their dislike of him, especially the attention he gave to every sick person who came to see him. Many members of the church became jealous of Brother Andre because many people considered him a saint. On average, Brother Andre received more than 80,000 letters a year from people asking for prayers. The letters were so numerous that he required four helpers to assist him with all the mail. The wisdom contained in his correspondence was always simple and straightforward. Go to Joseph. When you invoke Saint Joseph, you don't have to speak much. You know your Father in heaven knows what you need. Well, so does his friend Saint Joseph. Tell him, if you were in my place, Saint Joseph, what would you do? Saint Andre Bessette. In thanksgiving for all the wonders taking place through the intercession of Saint Joseph, Brother Andre desired to establish a shrine in honor of Saint Joseph. He was given permission by his religious superiors for the project, and with the help of others, a small chapel dedicated to Saint Joseph was erected in 1904. In 1924, construction of a basilica began on the site where he had built his small chapel in 1904. The basilica would be completed in 1967 and come to be known throughout the world as St. Joseph's Oratory, the largest shrine in the world dedicated to St. Joseph. Unfortunately, St. Andre did not live to see the completion of the basilica. He died in 1937 at the age of 91. However, for his efforts to spread devotion to St. Joseph, he is known throughout the world as the greatest apostle of St. Joseph of the 20th century. He was so loved and respected that more than 1 million people passed by his open coffin before his funeral mass took place. He was beatified by St. John Paul II in 1982 and canonized by Pope Benedict XVI in 2010. On the Universal Liturgical Calendar, St. Andre's feast day is celebrated on January 6th, the day he died. In Canada, his feast is celebrated on January 7th because of the Solemnity of the Epiphany is always celebrated on January 6th. The solemnities take precedence. Today, more than 2 million people visit St. Joseph's Oratory annually. People travel on pilgrimage to St. Joseph's Oratory from all over the world, asking for special graces through the intercession of St. Joseph and St. Andre Bessette. Whether they pray for health, assistance with difficult marriages, the conversion of wayward children, or other matters that weigh on the human heart, all who visit the Basilica find peace, hope, and consolation in St. Joseph. The earthly remains of St. Andre are reserved in the basilica, and a special reliquary contains his heart. In 1984, St. John Paul II journeyed to St. Joseph's Oratory as a pilgrim while on a papal visit to Canada. Before the tomb of St. Andre, the saintly Pope poured out his heart to St. Andre and St. Joseph. Below is the section from St. John Paul II's beautiful prayer offered on that occasion. Blessed St. Brother Andre Bessette, porter of the college and custodian of the oratory of St. Joseph, give hope to all those who continue to seek your help. Teach them confidence in the virtue of prayer, and with it, the path of conversion and the sacraments. Through you and through Saint Joseph, may God continue to pour out his blessings. Amen. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of Patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste Guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster Father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous Defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph Most Just, pray for us. Joseph Most Chaste, pray for us. Joseph Most Prudent, pray for us. Joseph Most Courageous, pray for us. Joseph Most Obedient, pray for us. Joseph Most Faithful, pray for us. Mirror of Patience, pray for us. Lover of Poverty, pray for us. Model of Workmen, pray for us. Glory of Domestic Life, pray for us. Guardian of Virgins, pray for us. Pillar of Families, pray for us. Comfort of the Afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the Sick, pray for us. Patron of the Dying, pray for us. Terror of Demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Okay, as we close out day six, I just had a couple things highlighted that I really appreciated from today's reflection. One of which was that Saint Joseph is the father of the Trinity on earth. Prior to doing the Saint Joseph consecration, I didn't think of referencing the Holy Family as the earthly Holy Trinity, which is an interesting reflection here. And yes, they made the reference that the Holy Spirit is not is not the mother of the the divine Trinity there, but there is some very nice ties here. And as they referenced here, as we are baptized, we become members of the mystical body of Christ, the Church, and we are made up of members of God's family on earth, the Holy Family. So that was kind of cool there. Another thing that was kind of slick, and I don't know if you caught on to this, but at the very tail end here of that last paragraph in day six here, where I think this was swiped from, I think, the Marian consecration, but still very applicable here, where it says, membership in the family of Nazareth, accepting St. Joseph as your father, Mary as your mother, and Jesus as your brother, is the surest, easiest, and quickest way of becoming a member of the Trinitarian family in heaven. It's that surest, easiest, and quickest way of becoming. And that's, I know that that was also referenced in the Marian consecration, but again, very, very applicable here with what we reviewed today. Also, for those of you who have not looked into or have heard of the St. Joseph Oratory over in Montreal, I encourage you to. This is really cool. I would love to take a family vacation or a family pilgrimage or trip up to Montreal to see this, because this is pretty cool. So again, if you've not had an opportunity to Google or look up the St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal, St. Andre Bossette had a wonderful vision here, and what a great example too. Very sad, very tragic childhood, with his losing both of his parents by the age of 12, but he did not let that weigh him down. He really clung very closely to St. Joseph, and as you heard and reflected and meditated on here today, this St. Joseph really really offered his protection and guidance for St. Andre Bossette to do some very powerful and great things. I try to find it here. It was 80,000 letters he was receiving a year for people asking for his prayers, which is just incredible, very powerful, but also very, very admirable too. He was known as the greatest apostle of St. Joseph in the 20th century. So it was something else that I had noted here that I found very impressive. So anyway, great day here. Great day for our consecration of St. Joseph as we continue on our 33 days as we explore the wonders of our spiritual father. And I'm looking forward to picking up where we left off today, tomorrow. So have a great day, and thanks again for following along. Take care.